Chapter 73. Naturally disposed to be prepossessed in his favor, and I fancied that I observed an amount of heart in Mr. Dombey that was excessively refreshing. Apostrophe, there is devilish little heart in Dombey now, ma'am, apostrophe said the major. Wretched man! Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Mrs. Skewton, looking at him languidly, pray be silent. Apostrophe, J.B. is dumb, ma'am, apostrophe said the major. Mr. Dombey, apostrophe pursued Cleopatra, smoothing the rosy hue upon her cheeks, accordingly repeated his visit, and possibly finding some attraction in the simplicity and primitiveness of our tastes, for there is always a charm in nature that so very sweet became one of our little circle every evening. Little did I think of the awful responsibility into which I plunged when I encouraged Mr. Dombey to beat up these quarters, ma'am, apostrophe suggested Major Backstock. Coarse person, said Mrs. Skewton, you anticipate my meaning, though in odious language. Here Mrs. Skewton rested her elbow on the little table at her side, and suffering her wrist to droop in what she considered a graceful and becoming manner, dangled her fan to and fro, and lazily admired her hand while speaking. The agony I have endured, apostrophe she said mincingly, as the truth has by degrees dawned upon me, has been too exceedingly terrific to dilate upon. My whole existence is bound up in my sweetest Edith, and to see her change from day to day my beautiful pet, who has positively garnered up her heart since the death of that most delightful creature, Granger, is the most affecting thing in the world. Apostrophe, Mrs. Skewton's world was not a very trying one, if one might judge of it by the influence of its most affecting circumstance upon her. But this by the way. Edith, apostrophe simpered Mrs. Skewton, who is the perfect pearl of my life, is said to resemble me. I believe we are alike. Apostrophe, there is one man in the world who never will admit that anyone resembles you, ma'am, apostrophe said the major, and that man's name is old Joe Backstock. Apostrophe, Cleopatra made as if she would brain the flatterer with her fan, but relenting, smiled upon him and proceeded. If my charming girl inherits any advantages from me, wicked one. Apostrophe. The major was the wicked one. She inherits also my foolish nature. She has great force of character. Mine has been said to be immense, though I don't believe it, but once moved, she is susceptible and sensitive to the last extent. What are my feelings when I see her pining? They destroy me. The major, advancing his double chin and pursing up his blue lips into a soothing expression, affected the profoundest sympathy. The confidence, apostrophe said Mrs. Skewton, that has subsisted between us, the free development of soul and openness of sentiment, is touching to think of. We have been more like sisters than mama and child. Apostrophe, J.B.'s own sentiment, apostrophe observed the major, expressed by J.B. 50,000 times. Apostrophe, apostrophe, do not interrupt, rude man. Apostrophe, apostrophe said Cleopatra. What are my feelings, then, when I find that there is one subject avoided by us? That there is a, what's his name, a gulf opened between us? That my own artless Edith has changed to me? They are of the most poignant description, of course. Apostrophe, the major left his chair and took one nearer to the little table. From day to day I see this, my dear major, apostrophe proceeded Mrs. Skewton. From day to day I feel this. From hour to hour I reproach myself for that excess of faith and trustfulness which has led to such distressing consequences. And almost from minute to minute, I hope that Mr. Dombey may explain himself and relieve the torture I undergo, which is extremely wearing. But nothing happens, my dear Major. I am the slave of remorse. Take care of the coffee cup. You are so very awkward. My darling Edith is an altered being, and I really don't see what is to be done, or what good creature I can advise with. Apostrophe, Major Backstock, encouraged perhaps by the softened and confidential tone into which Mrs. Skewton, after several times lapsing into it for a moment, seemed now to have subsided for good, stretched out his hand across the little table, and said with a leer, "Advise with Joe, ma'am." Apostrophe, then, "You aggravating monster," apostrophe said Cleopatra, giving one hand to the major, and tapping his knuckles with her fan, which she held in the other. "Why don't you talk to me, you know what I mean? Why don't you tell me something to the purpose?" Apostrophe apostrophe, the major laughed, and kissed the hand she had bestowed upon him, and laughed again immensely. "Is there as much heart in Mr. Dombey as I gave him credit for?" Apostrophe apostrophe, languished Cleopatra tenderly. "Do you think he is in earnest, my dear major? Would you recommend his being spoken to, or his being left alone? Now tell me, like a dear man, what would you advise?" Apostrophe, "Shall we marry him to Edith Granger, ma'am?" Apostrophe apostrophe, chuckled the major, hoarsely. "Mysterious creature!" Apostrophe apostrophe, returned Cleopatra, bringing her fan to bear upon the major's nose. "How can we marry him?" Apostrophe, "Shall we marry him to Edith Granger, ma'am, I say?" Apostrophe apostrophe, chuckled the major again. Mrs. Skewton returned no answer in words, but smiled upon the major with so much archness and vivacity, that gallant officer, considering himself challenged, would have imprinted a kiss on her exceedingly red lips, but for her interposing the fan with a very winning and juvenile dexterity. It might have been in modesty, it might have been in apprehension of some danger to their bloom. "Dombey, ma'am," apostrophe said the major, "is a great catch." Apostrophe, "Oh, mercenary wretch!" Apostrophe apostrophe, cried Cleopatra, with a little shriek, "I am shocked." Apostrophe, "And Dombey, ma'am," apostrophe pursued the major, thrusting forward his head, and distending his eyes, "is in earnest. Joseph says it. Backstock knows it. JB keeps him to the mark. Leave Dombey to himself, ma'am. Dombey is safe, ma'am. Do as you have done. Do no more, and trust to JB for the end." Apostrophe, "You really think so, my dear major?" Apostrophe apostrophe, returned Cleopatra, who had eyed him very cautiously, and very searchingly, in spite of her listless bearing. "Sure of it, ma'am," apostrophe rejoined the major. "Cleopatra the peerless, and her Antony Backstock, will often speak of this, triumphantly, when sharing the elegance and wealth of Edith Dombey's establishment." "Dombey's right-hand man, ma'am," apostrophe said the major, stopping abruptly in a chuckle, and becoming serious, "has arrived. Apostrophe, this morning?" Apostrophe apostrophe, said Cleopatra. "This morning, ma'am," apostrophe returned the major. "And Dombey's anxiety for his arrival, ma'am, is to be referred, take JB's word for this, for Joe is devilish sly." The major tapped his nose, and screwed up one of his eyes tight, which did not enhance his native beauty to his desire that what is in the wind should become known to him without Dombey's telling and consulting him. "For Dombey is as proud, ma'am," apostrophe said the major, "as Lucifer." Apostrophe, a charming quality, apostrophe lisped Mrs. Skewton, reminding one of dearest Edith. Apostrophe, "Well, ma'am," apostrophe said the major, "I have thrown out hints already, and the right-hand man understands them, and I'll throw out more, before the day is done. Dombey projected this morning a ride to Warwick Castle, and to Kenilworth, tomorrow, to be preceded by a breakfast with us. I undertook the delivery of this invitation. Will you honor us so far, ma'am?" Apostrophe apostrophe, said the major, swelling with shortness of breath and slyness, as he produced a note, addressed to the Honorable Mrs. Skewton, by favor of Major Backstock, wherein hers ever faithfully, Paul Dombey, besought her and her amiable and accomplished daughter to consent to the proposed excursion. And in a postscript unto which, the same ever faithfully Paul Dombey entreated to be recalled to the remembrance of Mrs. Granger. "Hush!" Apostrophe apostrophe, said Cleopatra, suddenly, "Edith!" Apostrophe, the loving mother can scarcely be described as resuming her insipid and affected air when she made this exclamation, for she had never cast it off, nor was it likely that she ever would or could, in any other place than in the grave. But hurriedly dismissing whatever shadow of earnestness, or faint confession of a purpose, laudable or wicked, that her face, her voice, her manner, had, for the moment, betrayed, she lounged upon the couch, her most insipid and most languid self again, as Edith entered the room. Edith, so beautiful and stately, but so cold and so repelling, who, slightly acknowledging the presence of Major Bagstock, and directing a keen glance at her mother, drew back the from a window, and sat down there, looking out. "My dearest Edith," apostrophe said Mrs. Skewton, "where on earth have you been? I have wanted you, my love, most sadly. Apostrophe, you said you were engaged, and I stayed away," apostrophe she answered, without turning her head. "It was cruel to old Joe, ma'am," apostrophe said the major in his gallantry. "It was very cruel, I know," apostrophe she said, still looking out, and said with such calm disdain that the major was discomfited and could think of nothing in reply. "Major Bagstock, my darling Edith," apostrophe drawled her mother, "who is generally the most useless and disagreeable creature in the world. As you know," apostrophe, "it is surely not worthwhile, mamma," apostrophe said Edith, looking round, "to observe these forms of speech. We are quite alone. We know each other." Apostrophe, the quiet scorn that sat upon her handsome face, a scorn that evidently lighted on herself, no less than them, was so intense and deep that her mother's simper, for the instant, though of a hardy constitution, drooped before it. "My darling girl," apostrophe she began again. "Not woman yet?" apostrophe said Edith, with a smile. "How very odd you are today, my dear. Pray let me say, my love, that Major Bagstock has brought the kindest of notes from Mr. Dombey, proposing that we should breakfast with him tomorrow, and ride to Warwick and Kenilworth. Will you go, Edith?" "Apostrophe, will I go?" apostrophe she repeated, turning very red, and breathing quickly as she looked round at her mother. "I knew you would, my own," observed the latter carelessly. "It is, as you say, quite a form to ask. Here is Mr. Dombey's letter, Edith." "Apostrophe, thank you. I have no desire to read it," apostrophe was her answer. "Then perhaps I had better answer it myself," apostrophe said Mrs. Skewton, "though I had thought of asking you to be my secretary, darling." Apostrophe as Edith made no movement, and no answer, Mrs. Skewton begged the major to wheel her little table nearer, and to set open the desk it contained, and to take out pen and paper for her, all which congenial offices of gallantry the major discharged, with much submission and devotion. "Your regards, Edith, my dear?" apostrophe said Mrs. Skewton, pausing, pen in hand, at the postscript. "What you will, mamma," apostrophe she answered, without turning her head, and with supreme indifference. Mrs. Skewton wrote what she would, without seeking for any more explicit directions, and handed her letter to the major, who, receiving it as a precious charge, made a show of laying it near his heart, but was fain to put it in the pocket of his pantaloons on account of the insecurity of his waistcoat. The major then took a very polished and chivalrous farewell of both ladies, which the elder one acknowledged in her usual manner, while the younger, sitting with her face addressed to the window, bent her head so slightly that it would have been a greater compliment to the major to have made no sign at all, and to have left him to infer that he had not been heard or thought of. "As to alteration in her, sir," apostrophe mused the major on his way back, on which expedition, the afternoon being sunny and hot, he ordered the native and the light baggage to the front, and walked in the shadow of that expatriated prince. "As to alteration, sir, and pining, and so forth, that won't go down with Joseph Bagstock, none of that, sir. It won't do here. But as to there being something of a division between them, or a gulf as the mother calls it, damn, sir, that seems true enough. And it's odd enough. Well, sir," apostrophe panted the major, "Edith Granger and Dombey are well matched. Let 'em fight it out. Bagstock backs the winner. apostrophe apostrophe the major, by saying these latter words aloud, in the vigor of his thoughts, caused the unhappy native to stop and turn round, in the belief that he was personally addressed. Exasperated to the last degree by this act of insubordination, the major, though he was swelling with enjoyment of his own humor, at the moment of its occurrence instantly thrust his cane among the native's ribs, and continued to stir him up, at short intervals, all the way to the hotel. Nor was the major less exasperated as he dressed for dinner, during which operation the dark servant underwent the pelting of a shower of miscellaneous objects, varying in size from a boot to a hairbrush, and including everything that came within his master's reach. For the major plumed himself on having the native in a perfect state of drill, and visited the least departure from strict discipline with this kind of fatigue duty. Add to this, that he maintained the native about his person as a counter-irritant against the gout, and all other vexations, mental as well as bodily, and the native would appear to have earned his pay, which was not large. At length, the major, having disposed of all the missiles that were convenient to his hand, and having called the native so many new names as must have given him great occasion to marvel at the resources of the English language, submitted to have his cravat put on, and being dressed, and finding himself in a brisk flow of spirits after this exercise, went downstairs to enliven Dombey and his right-hand man. Dombey was not yet in the room, but the right-hand man was there, and his dental treasures were, as usual, ready for the major. "Well, sir," apostrophe apostrophe said the major, "how have you passed the time, since I had the happiness of meeting you? Have you walked at all?" Apostrophe, a saunter of barely half an hour's duration, apostrophe, returned Carker. "We have been so much occupied." Apostrophe, "business, eh?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, said the major. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.